treating trauma and trying to prevent it. That's the focus of a summit that kicks off today. Dr. Robert Geffner is with the Institute on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma. He joins us in the studio to talk about why it's so important to address these issues. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So this the summit that we've got going on this week, it's really a chance for a lot of professional development across the board.
Yes. It's our 15th anniversary. We will have advocates, survivors, professionals in all disciplines. It's multidisciplinary and large. It's the premier summit for the island with people from the islands helping put it together. We'll have probably 1,000 people, mostly from the islands, but from the mainland and other countries, all dealing with different ways of preventing, treating, or assessing trauma and abuse across the lifespan.
Now, I was just looking at your agenda, and you really touch on a number of issues. It's everything from sex assault in the military, which is, you know, important to address with the whole Me Too movement that's picking up steam.
Yes. In fact, one of the things we're doing this year as part of our institute, both here on the islands as well as nationally, is looking at broadening the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement has really brought awareness about sexual assault and sexual harassment, especially in the workplace and else. We're trying to broaden it to all areas of interpersonal violence, domestic violence, bullying, child abuse, elder abuse, so that it not only has an awareness message, but we actually start the next steps. We actually start looking at how do we set up prevention programs? How do we treat those who are coming forward now and disclosing? How do we prevent this from happening in the future? Those are all key topics we're going to be dealing with all week now here at the Convention Center.
And in the headlines in the daily paper, we've been focusing also on child abuse and the case overload with a lot of our social workers. And a lot of social workers will be attending this conference.
Yes. All the state agencies are sponsoring and involved. They're each sending maybe 100 people or more from all the islands in order to beef up our skills and help really deal with these issues, especially here on the islands, but also in general. We're looking at model programs, what works, what doesn't work, how do we change policies. All these are going to be covered this week. Two of the topics that you just mentioned, one talking about children, we're fortunate to have Jamie Redford, the son of Robert Redford, who has produced two great films on the long-term effects of trauma on children. We'll be here this afternoon and tomorrow. We have Angela Marie Packley from Atlanta. Her daughter was kidnapped at the age of 16 and trafficked. And she fought to get her back and others and did and set up her own nonprofit to deal with human trafficking. All these issues are interrelated, and that's what we're trying to deal with.
And we come across various things in the community, you know, locally and then even out in the Pacific Islands where trafficking is a big issue and a lot of them involve, like, underage folks, you know, dancers or, you know, so it's a real concern.
Yes, especially because they're underage and some of these kids, just like I mentioned, are kidnapped. It's not like they're all runaway. They're forced into prostitution. They're forced into, like, as you said, strip clubs. Unfortunately, now many organized crimes, gangs have decided they can make more money on trafficking than even on drugs. So it's become a major problem in many states in the United States, including Hawaii, and also where I'm from, where our head institute is in San Diego, another border city where this is a major problem.
And so you've got folks in law enforcement also weighing in, kind of giving the snapshot of this is what's happening, this is the trend. This is what's current right now.
Yes, and dealing with some of the controversies, like how do you deal with the victims? Do you treat them as a victim or as an offender because they were forced to prostitute themselves? Do you deal with it from a criminal justice standpoint or do you deal with it from a mental health trauma standpoint? These are all issues that people are struggling with, trying to come to some conclusions on how do we move this forward to benefit and help people recover and heal.
One of the things also on the list here is bullying. And we often hear about a circle of violence, you know, and you're trying to break that cycle because it starts young and then it just continues.
Yes. And one of the things we're doing is a prevention campaign throughout the islands where we had DOE and others programs that deal with youth with an art contest where kids, it's No Hurting, Show Aloha, dealing with bullying, dealing with child abuse, teen violence. And so we actually at our lunch on Thursday will recognize the award winners and give them gift cards. The grand prize winner is on the cover of our program, and it's a high school student here, and they get a scholarship. Again, to get the message across that we can prevent this, we can stop this, but we have to work together.
Okay, and this is, like we mentioned, a professional development for folks who have not signed up yet. Can you run down what's available?
Yes. They could come a particular day. It starts this afternoon. It goes through Thursday. They could come on site to the convention center. We're on the third floor. We've taken over part of that floor. And they can register for a day or for the whole summit still. They can come this afternoon and register. Again, professional development or those advocates and others who are trying to deal with any of these problem areas, we have 12 tracks. So we're dealing with all these important issues now so we can start having an impact. This is a major year for us, not only us, but for everybody else. We really have to start doing something now.
Okay, and then you are from San Diego, and you mentioned that our cities have lots of things in common.
Yes, we're also dealing with homelessness, for example, another issue that's tied into trauma and abuse. So we have our Hawaii branch here, Ho'omalehia, Creating Peace, the center here for doing that, and we're working with the local nonprofits and the state agencies, and it is similar to San Diego in many areas. Some of the same problems that are being faced here, like with child abuse, with trafficking, with bullying, are the same things we're dealing with and many other areas of the country are dealing with.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Okay. Psychologist Dr. Robert Geffner is the founder and president of the Institute on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma. The 15th Hawaii International Summit runs this afternoon through Thursday at the Hawaii Convention Center. You can find out more on our Facebook page, The Conversation.